cool. You good?
I'm good.
You good? Duck, you good? J-Pop's you good?
J-Pop's you good?
I'm actually freaking out.
Cool.
But we're all right. All right. Let's jump into this, everybody. 3, 2, 1. We are back with another episode. What's going on, everybody? J-Bob's back hanging out with you. Of all things radio, bring your flowers. It's time to give flowers yet to another special person. She doesn't need an introduction, but you know I gotta give her one, all right? She's well known around the Coastal Bend, Corpus Christi area, from her work in the Aurora Theater to now the Art Center. She's out here making waves for people. If you don't know, you will catch the surf sooner or later. All right, I got the one and only. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome Alex Choppa, a.k.a. Chip in the building.
Thank you so much.
No worries.
Hi.
How you doing? Hello.
I'm doing great. How are you?
I'm doing good. First things first, how's your day?
Day is going great. Mm-hmm. I was just telling Ambrose that, and like you said, I just got a job at the Art Center.
Mm-hmm.
So today was my third day, so I'm still like learning.
What?
Just handling, and yeah. So
is it like a new field for you? Is it like...
No, it's not actually.
Okay.
Yeah. So,
like I've been doing this.
Well, I was actually at the Art Museum,
okay,
South Texas for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
I was a curatorial assistant, so I worked within exhibitions and education.
Mm-hmm.
So now this new job, I am the education coordinator.
Ooh.
So instead of like working under people, I am my own boss.
Yeah.
Kind
that's,
of.
That's basically her way of saying she's the shit. Like, okay. Like for people who don't know,
in
it's
a
like
nice way.
You know, it's like, I don't like to toot my own horn, but you know, boss dog. Right here. That's
so yeah,
cool.
I've been working in the education field for the last like 4 to 5 years over at the museum, art education specifically,
right,
and then now over at the Art Center.
So for people who don't know who you are, how would you break yourself down?
You know what I'm saying? I don't know.
Explain your bio.
I am a multimedia artist, I should say. I am, like you said, I'm a part of the Aurora Arts Theater, so that is actually a theater that my family owns.
Ooh,
yes.
Born into acting, yeah, pretty much.
So it opened back in 2010, so I am an actor. I am also an artist. I'm a potter.
Mm-hmm.
I have my own pottery business.
Ooh.
Uh-huh.
Moonstone, right?
Yeah. And then I'm also a photographer, graphic designer, you name it. Kind
Dang,
of.
Dang, the list goes on. What doesn't she do?
I wasn't going to say that.
Oh, you don't know what I'm saying. Dang, that's awesome. Congrats on all your success. Let's talk about, I definitely want to dive into the, we'll go one by one, but definitely the Aurora Theater. So what's it like having your family kind of own that and then kind of just being grown up into the theater, I guess, lifestyle?
Oh, yeah. So it opened in 2010.
Mm-hmm.
It was originally opened by my aunt and my uncle.
Okay.
So in 2011, my uncle unfortunately passed away.
Mm, sorry.
And thank you. My dad ended up taking his spot. So my dad was the theater manager. He announced every single show for over 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on live interviews and he would seat people. So he kind of did everything there.
Yeah, yeah. One man band.
Yeah. So I started doing theater when I was in high school. I was, I would say freshman in high school. So about 15 years ago. Started doing theater in high school and competing in theater as well. Also doing choir in high school. Yeah. So I grew up performing. So being a part of the theater has been great, especially since my family owns it. My grandmother is actually Aurora. So it's named after my grandmother. Yes.
That's cool to know. I didn't know that. That's nice to know some background history.
Yeah.
Some Corpus history.
For sure. So recently, my dad unfortunately has passed away. And back
my
in
condolences.
January, thank you. But back in January, he got really sick and he had asked me to step in for him.
Mm.
So now I'm not calling myself a theater manager, but.
But, you know.
I need to be more involved, I should say, this year specifically.
Okay.
Just going through a lot. But no, I have been announcing the shows.
Okay.
I actually assistant directed a show this year, which was great. I'm used to being on stage, so being behind the scenes is like something new for me.
Yeah, adjusting.
Yeah,
adapting.
So, for sure. So recently, like I said, I've been announcing the shows. I've been seating people. I've been trying to do as much as I can there since my dad is gone now. So I just want to keep that legacy going.
Yeah.
Especially like going to keep my family name proud.
Yeah. Hold the torch.
Yeah.
Loud and proud. That's cool. It's cool. I like that you said that now you're mainly being on stage and now you're more behind the scenes.
Mm-hmm.
So now you're kind of, you know, getting both areas of the field, but now you're learning the business as a whole.
Yeah, absolutely.
Which is like pretty unique. And I've, you know, what's been the most like, I guess, troubling, hardest thing to kind of adapt to from going from on stage to being behind the scenes?
I would say authority.
Ooh, right?
Yeah.
Okay, like owning it or like giving it? Like, Having the power or using your power?
Using the power.
Got you.
Especially since, like I said, I am part of the family that owns it. Mm-hmm. So a lot of the times I have like a very big insecurity of people just saying like, oh, since she's a choppa, she's mm-hmm. doing this. She's getting this opportunity.
Like a privilege type thing?
Yeah, exactly.
Got you.
A lot of my friends too act there and they work there. They direct, they choreograph.
Yeah.
And
shout out all the homies.
Hell yeah. And I don't want them to think that I'm bossing them around because they're my friends. But
yeah,
then
like Alex is a total bitch.
Oh, yeah. And I know that they probably say some stuff, which is fine. But yeah. I try to do it in a very professional way. And then also a friendly way of just being like, hey, I know we're like friends before any of
but,
us.
But
like, I have to do my job. Mm-hmm. And you have to just like be professional too.
So. Yeah.
Yeah. It's, that's the hardest part, I would
say. It's weird being in those situations. So for instance, someone like me, like I recently became... Well, I don't want to say recently. It's been a while now. To where I'm kind of like a manager in a manager status.
Okay. Yeah,
but
yeah.
Like a lot of the people who I work with are all way older than me.
Mm.
So, you know, some people don't like the authority in the sense of like, there's this younger guy telling me what to do.
Yeah.
Like, da da da. And it's definitely an adjustment of like, hey, dog, like I'm trying to be cool. I'm trying not to be too hard on you. But it's also like, get your job done. Like, don't make me be the bad guy. But it's like, if I have to check you, I will.
Mm-hmm.
Like, don't.
You have that power.
Exactly.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And so, yeah. So, I kind of see.
It's a sticky situation.
It is.
But like I said, you have to do your job.
Yeah, especially when you've worked with them already, like on a same level status.
Yeah.
And then it's like, oh, now I'm in charge of you. Mm-hmm. All right. Mm-hmm. All right, guys, we're still cool, but we're not, you know, on the same level anymore.
Exactly. Especially too when you are like a directing or assistant directing a show.
Yeah.
You have the authority of choosing who is in the show. And.
Mm.
Last show that I did, I was part of the casting, but I didn't make the executive decisions, but I had some friends that didn't get cast, and then they didn't talk to me for a few weeks.
Oh, no.
That's my fault.
Yeah, but it comes with the job.
Yeah, exactly. But then I'm also like, you're not going to get every show that you audition for.
Exactly.
That's part of the learning process, and granted, it's community theater, but still, mm-hmm. it's still part of life.
You know, yeah, exactly.
It's a part of life.
It's just one of those things, like, you're not going to get every job you apply for. You're not going to, you know, get every award you're aiming for.
Exactly,
so.
Exactly.
And it's all, you know, part of the motion.
Exactly.
Dang.
And part of the experience. You just
okay, look at you. Thanks. Now let's dive into something else. Okay. Your photography and your graphic designing and creative direction and all that. Mm. How did that originate?
So I didn't get into fine art per se until about 8 years ago. And then one day I was just shopping at Marshall's and I was like, I don't want this pot. I can easily make something like this. I can make this mug. So then I just decided to take a class over at Del Mar.
Okay.
And took a ceramics class. I also, like, my partner was an artist as well, and he was very supportive and just, like, pushed me to, like, do what I wanted to do, so I did. So, yeah, I took two semesters over at Del Mar and then got my associates in studio art over there.
Congratulations.
Thank you. So then that's when I kind of started taking photos. I shoot all of the photos over at the theater as well for all of the shows.
Wow, that's you.
Yeah,
look great.
Thank you.
Dang, okay.
So I do that, do all the headshots, and then... like I said, I graphic designed self-taught essentially, but when I was working at the museum, I was one of their in-house designers, so I did a lot of their graphics.
Dang,
and
give her flowers, y'all. Stop playing out here. Oh, wow. You're an amazing person.
Thank you.
Well, okay, so how did you get into the pottery? I'm like, what's that about?
Yeah, so like I said, I took a class, fell in love with it, and just picked it up really quick.
Really?
So
and you're like, I need to do this.
Oh, yeah, and I just love getting dirty. I love playing with plants and just getting my hand in mud, and that's what clay is, essentially. It's just mud, so.
Don't take that out of context, anybody.
And it's a beautiful art form, I will say. I mean, it is the oldest art form, so it's beautiful and it's rocks.
Mm-hmm.
Rocks.
Have you made? What's the best thing you've made?
Best thing? I don't.
Come on, talk to me.
I don't know if I know a best. Okay, so I was really proud of. I did a collaboration with the Bend magazine a few years ago, and I made this chip and dip bowl. It was like one piece that was a bigger bowl and then a smaller bowl on top that was like made into it, so you can put dip in there.
Yeah. Was there already chips and dip in it?
There were for the photo shoot, but unfortunately I was not there. So that was, I think that is my most proud piece, but I will say I've made everything from mugs, bowls, planners, incense holders, ashtrays, urns, you name it.
Sometimes is that where you get your nickname from, Chip? Like, tell me, what's this origin story? Okay, I need to know about
this. So in my friend group, I have another best friend named Alex.
Okay.
So there's two Alexes in our friend group. So people started calling us essentially by our last names. So it started off as my last name, which is Choppa. Yeah. And then it changed to Chop. And then one day, one of my friends misspelled my name, and it, instead of putting Chop, they put Chip, and then it
that's
just
it.
Stuck.
Yeah. That's so funny. I was totally thinking it came from that, the your pottery thing.
Oh,
I was
no,
like, oh,
was
she did chips
before.
And salsa? I was like, okay, I guess I get it.
No, it was way before that.
Man, do you like it?
I love it.
Okay.
And I know that, like, my true friends, I know who my true friends are because they call me Chip. When people call me Alex, it's very strange.
Oh, you're like, oh, we're being professional right now. Okay, I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. Now y'all know to call me Chip.
Yeah,
so
yeah, yeah. Dang, do you have a favorite chip?
Recently, I've been really into the salt and pepper kettle chips from H-E-B.
Yeah, we can just stop this interview right now.
Anything kettle, I feel. I love a crunch.
Really? Okay, yeah, yeah, I will agree on that. Crunchy chips are the best.
Barbecue, vinegar, all of those.
I can't do the vinegar.
The salt, even the kettle?
I don't know. It just leaves a bad aftertaste. I'm just not with it.
Okay,
sometimes,
okay.
I don't know. People be salty, and like it is what it is. That's all. I'm going to leave it at that. Dang, that's cool.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and then talk to me about your time spent at like the art museum. I know you referenced that a little bit and talked about that. Dive more into it.
For sure. So like I said, I was there for 4 years.
Mm-hmm.
Going on, I guess this year would have been 5, but I started actually by volunteering, working an event,
mm-hmm.
and then worked in the gift shop,
mm-hmm.
and then worked as a docent, which is a tour guide,
okay.
and then worked as a summer camp coordinator. And then I had my final position, which was the curatorial assistant. So I started from the bottom and truly mm-hmm. got to the top, or as far as I could go there. So yeah, like I said, I was a part of working with exhibitions and education. So
okay.
I did everything from making every single label to putting and designing all of the vinyl that was on the wall.
The key little details that people don't be talking about out here.
Uh-huh, and putting any... flyers everywhere, just, and then designing things as well, and then helping install artwork too, as well as talking with different artists throughout the world. Essentially, I've met a lot of very famous and just well-known artists, should say.
How does that feel? Does that feel cool?
Oh, it's a big slay, I feel.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? I'm like the brag, what I be knowing some people.
And that's just
people.
Like in Corpus. I feel like there's so many more opportunities in the art world, especially in an art museum world and bigger cities. So
does being affiliated with that help branch out and reach out to other, like?
I hope so. We'll see. I will say...
don't be afraid to shoot your shot.
Oh, yeah. So I've lived in Corpus for 30 years. And so I eventually want to just like venture off for a few years, maybe a few months.
A little backpack or like...
Just kind of like, I'm going through a little quarter life crisis.
Aren't we all? Every day I wake up and I'm like, what is life right now?
Yeah, for sure. So I mean, my goal is to live in Chicago and work at a big ass museum up there. Or just anything in a bigger city. I'm a motherfucking city girl. I love a big city.
Bam, let's go.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying?
Like just living
cute
in Corpus.
Waffles.
Yeah, just living in Corpus, I love it, but I feel like I'm outgrowing my shell here.
Yeah,
so
I agree. I feel like I'm in the same boat.
Have you lived here your whole life?
Pretty much my whole life. I venture out like every weekend, every other weekend.
Yeah.
And, you know, I usually find myself traveling because, you know, I gotta get away.
That's very helpful too when you travel.
It does.
And visit
it does.
Other cities.
And it's cool being like, you know, whether I go to Austin, Dallas, Houston, San Antonio, whatever, being in like the little more fast paced cities where everything's just on the go, it kind of makes me appreciate coming back to Corpus like Monday through Thursday to where I'm kind of like, okay, cool. Everything's slow here.
Yeah.
Everything's like still cool and it's on its own like wavelength in its own lane. And that's where I'm just like, man, I appreciate it. But
for
then
sure.
I'm like, all right, let's pack a bag and let's dip again. I'm ready to get out of here again.
Yeah.
But Chicago, man, I really want to like venture out that way only because I'm trying to take Sway in the Morning's job. You know what I'm saying? I'm coming for that guy.
Have you ever been to Chicago?
Yeah, once. Literally, as just like a kind of like a layover type thing.
Oh, okay.
I literally went, bought a Sox hat, and ate at a restaurant, and then that was it. And that was kind of my own.
It is a great city.
I know. Yeah. I didn't get enough time there. I need to make another trip out there.
So yeah, I did all of that in exhibitions with the art museum, and then I also worked education. So like I said, I worked with art education, summer camp. I was the one who planned all of the birthday parties and was in charge of just child's art competitions.
Yeah.
So many different things, but everybody there wore all of the hats, so we all kind of helped each other.
Okay, look at you, jack of all trades out here.
Yeah, for sure.
So being, is acting something you've always wanted to do? Is that something you were just kind of born into, knowing your family kind of created that, you know, theater in place?
No, I always wanted to do it. So
really?
My okay. actual like first like play ever, I was in sixth grade.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a play called Attack of the Pom-Pom Zombies. And I was the lead.
Oh, yeah? Did you have the pom-poms? Or?
You know, I don't remember.
Okay.
I just remember I was in it, but I don't remember.
You're
that
like, all I know is all eyes were on me.
Yeah, yeah.
That's
yeah.
all that I'm...
In a little theater room.
You know?
Yeah, but I remember in fifth grade, one of my friends that was one of my best friends at the time, yeah. she actually still is one of my best friends. I remember her saying, like, I'm going to take theater because I want to be an actress. And I was like, that's what it's called?
What?
We can do that in middle school?
That's a thing?
Cool, okay.
Yeah.
So it started there, and then, like, when I was in high school, like I said, my family opened the theater. Once I got older, I actually got an acting agent here in town, so mm-hmm. I did a lot of, like, local commercials, modeling gigs, and
wow.
things like that. So I still would love to do it, but my, like, ultimate dream was to be on Broadway, and
yeah.
now is, like, a ripe... In my opinion, 30-year-old, like, that's too old to be on Broadway.
Oh, my God.
Like,
do we have royalty in the building right now? Like,
so I would love... that would be my ultimate dream, and I would love to act, but...
We'll keep chasing it.
Yeah, but like I said, I'm enjoying being on the other side of things mm-hmm. now. So hopefully in the future I can direct shows. I've assistant directed, like I said.
Yeah.
I've choreographed shows, and I was just in a show back in October.
Okay. What was it called?
The Rocky Horror Show.
Okay. Yeah. Yes, yes. Okay, yeah, I remember that.
Yeah, so yeah. I played a character by the name of Magenta.
Mm-hmm.
It was very fun. If anybody's familiar with that show, it's very, very
iconic.
Just, you have to see it.
Yeah.
So the stage production is called The Rocky Horror Show. The movie's called The Rocky Horror Picture Show, just
okay.
for context. But yeah, nice. So I don't know if I'm, now that I'm like in the position that I am, I don't know if I see more stage acting in the future, just mm-hmm. because I feel like I need to like take care of things behind the scenes just
yeah.
for family's sake, you know.
Hey, some
personal
people
things.
Need that little break, you know, to where you come back brighter than ever and you're just like, all right, now I'm ready to be the center of attention
yes,
again.
Yes.
What's up? Okay.
And we also have a little gallery in there too, so we're trying to implement that by getting local artists and changing it out
yeah.
every play so the art would match the play. So
okay.
that's something we're doing as well. So it's going to be also a gallery instead of just a performing theater.
Nice.
Yeah.
Adding on
yeah.
little adaptations. I like it.
It's very, yeah, I think it's needed.
Yeah.
And especially because people just... They love to look at things when they're mm-hmm. waiting for a show, having a drink in the lobby, but
yeah.
it also helps.
I've only done theater like one time. Same thing, it was like in middle school. I did like an Elvis type thing. I just remember being Elvis and doing like...
You were Elvis?
I was. I did like...
Incredible.
Hound Dog and like all these things with the fake guitar and everything like that.
Are you singing?
Yeah, I was. We were like lip mouth singing, but it was cool
yeah.
and I felt cool. And I was like, man, this is like super fun. And I really got into it. And then it kind of gave me my... I want to say it kind of kicked off this like passion for mine for like movies and film and like,
okay.
television in general.
When I was going to say, do you think that that has something to do with why you do what you do now?
I think so. Mm. Well, even what I do now isn't really what I wanted to do in a sense. It kind of just
okay.
fell on my lap. Like
yeah.
I went to school for radio and television and like I wanted to do like film and writing and directing and
okay.
producing and stuff like that.
Okay.
I even wrote like a pilot and a couple of episodes to like this TV show I was like developing, and I wanted to like pitch to like Netflix or Hulu
Very
or Peacock
cool.
or whatever. Yeah. And then they make you take like a radio class and
okay.
then for like a semester. So then I took it, and then I was like, oh, this is super cool. Like, music's dope. I love music. I was already
yeah.
generating like playlists and things like that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, one thing led to another, and then I was like, okay, now I have a job in radio. And then I kind of quickly moved on up, and then boom, it kind of just took over. And then, you know, everything kind of got pushed aside, but now I'm at the point to where I'm like, well, I got so many talented friends who do this and that, and directors, producers, photographers, writers, actors, everything like that, to where I'm like, I can somehow circle back to it and collaborate and bring it back in a sense to
mm-hmm.
where I'm like, all right, let's touch back to the roots
oh,
that
yeah.
like brought me back into, you know, what I wanted to do originally.
For sure.
So I'm working on some stuff. You know, can't I'm kind of a big shot, but
hell,
you know,
yeah.
can't really, you know, speak too much on it because people will know and they like to take ideas.
Yeah. Yeah. Keep it hush hush.
Yeah.
Say no more.
Exactly. Right. Right. We'll talk behind you. I'm saying,
cool.
Go ahead and cut that camera. It's cool.
Yeah, we'll cut that.
So, what do you got going on right now? Anything? Any projects? Any upcoming things that you know you can talk about or any
yeah.
upcoming events?
Yeah, most stuff. So tomorrow's actually opening night of the new production that is happening at the Aurora Arts Theater by the name of Rent. It is.
Ooh.
You may or may not.
Yes, I saw.
Yeah.
I saw the flyer, poster, graphic.
Yeah.
Yeah,
and so it's a very, very popular show, and it ties in really well with Pride Month as well. So happy Pride. So that opens tomorrow. The shows usually run for about 7 weekends, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Okay. But this one's going to be just, I think, a week shorter. I believe it closes on July 2nd, but I could be wrong. Subject to change for the dates, but yes, that opens next or tomorrow and runs for about 5 to 6 weeks. Mm-hmm. And then on Sunday and Monday, we are having auditions for our upcoming musical, which is a musical by the name of Little Shop of Horrors, which you may or may not have heard of that one as well.
Okay.
Very popular, just a very massive Venus flytrap plant, Eden people.
And
Yes. Very iconic, too. So we have auditions for that coming up as well. And then over at the Art Center, we are having the Beer Festival this weekend. Yep. That is a collaboration with Nueces Brewery. So that will be happening from 1 to 6 p.m. General admission over at the Arts Center.
Damn, look at you plug everything in. Yeah. She's like, yeah, I'm still technically working right now, you know? Dang, that's cool.
And then I guess just I haven't been able to work on my pottery this year just because of my life changes, but new things are happening. I'm about to get back into my studio. Now I also have access to the clay studio at the Art Center, which is really nice. So check out my Instagram at Moonstoned Pottery too.
I'll tap in.
I will definitely start doing more work this summer and in the fall just so I can get my creative juices flowing on top of doing everything else that I'm doing.
If you were to like completely wipe your slate clean, what do you think you would be doing? Like, if you weren't involved in acting, pottery, theater, nothing like that, what would you be doing?
Do you really want to know?
I'm curious, yeah.
I would love to be a mortician.
Really? Mm-hmm. Wow, why so?
I've been very fascinated with after-death science and mortuary science and just having to, like, deal with it for the last several months. It's opened my eyes, but it also has shown, like, how important it is.
You just want to check their pockets. I'm just playing.
You're not supposed to tell them.
Sorry.
No, but I think it's beautiful and just being able to like help families find closure, but also it's just a very fascinating field. And I also just like anything true crime, so I'd also be like a private investigator.
Doing your own detective work. Actually, that's it. Do that and then start a podcast about it.
Yeah.
And then you could start a podcast where you're already playing this character. Or like your life as a mortician?
Mortician.
And then you're just like, okay, guys, this is what I found today on this dead body.
Okay, I have so many ideas now.
I know, right? Yeah. See, let's run with it.
Now that we're talking about it, I don't know if you have TikTok, but it will come up on your For You page.
Oh, yeah, they're listening.
That's literally how I started like getting the idea too.
Really? Uh-huh,
because I remember like talking about it with my mom, who is a nurse, and then that night just started seeing a bunch of mortuary science videos. Dang. And then I was like, hell yeah, this looks dope.
I mean what else can I say that the TikTok algorithm will pick? I'm just curious. Money, chicken curry, homemade recipes,
so many different things. I feel,
you know, avoiding certain people.
That's what I would do.
Yeah. That's cool to know. Yeah. I like to, you know, dabble
a little morbid. I'm so sorry about that.
No, you're good. I don't, by all means, you know, I think it's really cool what they do because, like, you know, they take people and they freshen them up and get everybody ready for them, like the grieving in the morning process, which is like, it comes with a lot. Mm-hmm. And I feel like they also take on a lot, you know, dealing with
it's very emotionally taxing, I would assume.
Exhausting, yeah. I would assume. Mm-hmm. But, I don't know. Did you ever watch that show, what, The Haunting of Hill House?
Oh, my gosh, yes.
Yeah, that character did, or one of the siblings did it. And, you know, I kind of was like, oh, this is what it would be like, more or less.
Scary as shit.
No, I'm pretty sure.
If I watched it now, like, thinking my thoughts about mortuary science, I feel like it would change my mind.
Do you think they're haunted? Do you think they get haunted?
I'm a very spiritual person.
Me too.
So I definitely, like, feel that there are spirits in our world.
Do you have any ghost stories?
Oh, I wish I did. What? I wish I had more, I will say. I try to, like, even talk to my dead loved ones.
Really?
Like, show me a sign.
Talk to me.
Yes. But other than that, nothing crazy, unfortunately.
Wow. Yeah. I feel like stuff happens to me randomly. It's weird. The last thing that happened to me was around Christmas time. One of my friends had just passed away.
Okay.
And It was weird. Little things like happened all in one day. Like, it was a couple of weeks after his passing.
Okay.
And I had, you know, he'd been on my mind. I've been thinking about him. And like, I had like a picture frame kind of fall. It didn't, it wasn't with him, but okay, it was like this, this thing had been on my shelf for like 2 years.
Okay.
Never touched it. Never did anything. Just fall shattered. I was like, okay, a little weird, but whatever.
No fan going.
No fan. No AC. For 2 years, it's been in the same spot. And like, I had nothing, you know. So I was kind of just like, random. But I was like, whatever. I'm not going to pay no mind to it.
Yeah.
Then my Xbox was like turning on constantly.
Okay.
And I was like, okay, weird. This is a little weird. And I unplugged it and was like, okay, I'm going to leave it at that. Then I'm chilling, watching TV on my phone, dilly-dallying, whatever I'm doing. And I had a tequila bottle. Mm-hmm. And this tequila bottle had a corkscrew, you know, kind of like Grey Goose bottles, like a little, you know, pop.
Yeah.
And I had like two of the same bottles there. And the tops just popped off. Not both of them, just one. Pa. And I was like, what just happened? And I go over there and the cork's like right next to the bottle, like perfectly like. And I was like, okay, that's like pretty random and weird. And I was like, if it did that to one, why didn't it do it to the other? Like, if was there a pressure or, that's, you know, it was really cold around Christmas. So like, you know, I was like, okay, maybe it's like, you know, cause it was by the window. So I was like, maybe that's a possibility. But I was like, that still doesn't make sense.
Yeah.
But I was like, it is what it is. Put the top back in, pay no mind. Talking like 30 minutes later, same bottle, but now the corkscrew was like further. And I was like, okay,
what? This
is going in the fridge. Like, I don't know what else to do. But I was like, very like, yo, like, this is kind of weird.
Yeah.
And I kind of was asked my folks about it. I was like, man, what do y'all think this means? And they're like, maybe he just wants to take a shot and play some games. And I was like, man,
that's true.
I know.
Yeah.
And then once I kind of acknowledged that in my head and was like saying that, nothing else happened. But I was just like, that was weird.
That,
and that's
weird.
Been what the thing to happen to me, like truly by myself in my place that I'm at currently. So I was like, dang, this is wild. Also, to continue the ghost story, there's at my building is haunted that I'm living in currently.
Okay.
And I thought were my neighbors. I constantly hear high heels, kids running around, marble and stuff falling
I'm
and bouncing.
Freaking out.
And, you know, running back and forth like kids.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's always coming from above me. You know, it's floors, so I live like in the middle. And so I'm like, man, I don't know what my neighbors do, but I'm hearing like high heels like at 4 a.m. walking back and forth. I don't know if they're doing OnlyFans. I don't know. I don't know if she's a stripper. I don't
Something's
know.
Something's going on.
Something's going on at like 3, 4 a.m. of all hours of the day. Cause like even when I wake up early in the morning, I'm hearing the heels and I'm like, man, maybe they got, I don't know what their work schedule was, but this is crazy that I'm hearing this often. So I talk to my property manager and get to the sense of like, yo, who are my neighbors? I'm just curious at what they do. And they're like, what are you talking about? And then I ask them and I'm like explaining all the details I just told you.
Mm-hmm.
And they're kind of like, J-Vibes, like, no one lives above you. And I was like, skin went cold. And I was just like, no way.
Then
I told these guys, I was like, yo, you're going to hear high heels like at my place. And they're like, yeah, whatever. We go to the roof, like where there's no one above.
Mm-hmm.
And they heard the high heels. And I was like, see, there's no one even above us right now. We're on the roof. And yet you're still here. Ghosts. I don't know.
A ghost wearing heels.
Ghost wearing heels.
I want to meet her.
Right? She's probably a baddie, low-key. Now that I'm thinking about it.
So now that we are talking about ghost stories, I will say a few weeks ago, something creepy did happen to me. So my,
Get the popcorn.
My dad got sick and I ended up moving in with him.
Mm-hmm.
And a few weeks after he died, I was there at the house just falling asleep on TikTok scrolling. Mm-hmm. And then I look at his bedroom and at his door, and
no.
I see that his light is on.
Ugh.
And I was like, okay,
kind of freaking out, but whatever.
So I text my mom and my brother, and I was like, hey, did you guys come by the house today, or like go in dad's room because his bedroom light's on? And they were like, no.
Oh.
And then like I was like, I have to go turn it off. So
yeah.
I like ran really quick and like just like slid my hand really fast and like ran back in bed. But like, I was like, I feel like that would be my dad just trying to fuck with me because he used to make fun of me and how I used to love
Scooby
movies. But other than that, nothing crazy has ever happened to me. I will say sometimes I have dreams that I talk to my dead relatives.
That's,
but other than
okay.
that, or like my dead loved ones.
When it involves dreams, man, who knows? Because they
That's
say like
say.
You
I don't
can
know what the fuck's dream.
Yeah, because dreams can be spiritual. They say some people say it like you tap into your other selves from other realities and stuff like that. So I don't know. It gets kind of crazy. There was a time I had a similar light situation. I was living in a house. I was renting it. Me and my partner at the time were like backing out of the driveway, going to HEB, and then all the lights in the house turned on. Just boom.
What?
Like, and I was like, yo. And she's like, that was weird. And then she's like, well, you got to go in there. And I was like, oh, why did, of course.
Why,
like,
I got, why me?
Me being the guy and being the man of the relationship, I got to go check. Yeah, sure. No weapons or nothing. So, like, I creep back into my house, and it was weird. All the lights were on. I'm talking all the individual lamps, restroom, hallway, kitchen, like,
something.
Everything turning. I'm, like, going one by one, turning everything off. Just like, yo, what was that? That's, like.
And that's never happened.
No. And, yeah, and it was, like, really weird. It was, like, something that I was like, man, did, like. A power surge happened? Like, what? Why would every single light turn
on? Yeah,
like,
that's what I was about to say.
Yeah, it was very confusing. And I don't know. That was like a time. Remember it till this day.
Because I was going to say it's you.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Mm-mm, not a fan. But damn.
Yeah, sometimes people say that crazy things happen at the theater. And I'm always like, it's probably grandma or Uncle Eddie or dad.
True.
It's like,
you have to give yourself a reason.
Yeah. I'm just trying to justify it. But yeah. They're like, they always say like, oh, something fell, lights are off, this and that. And I'm like, well, just talk to them.
Mm-hmm. So it's true. Yeah. Yeah. Own it.
Say you like the show. Like, just have a conversation with them. Yeah.
We cool. You want a drink? I'm sorry.
Now that we're talking about this, I'm going to have some.
Something's going to happen, right? We're going to we're manifesting it as we speak.
I don't know if I want that to happen.
Oh, no. Sana.
No. I know. I need an egg.
Oh, my God. You're a Kraken. It's going to be all bloody.
Oh, my God. That's happened. But not,
what?
Not like. One that I was utilizing.
Did you eat it?
No. One that I was trying to cook and I broke it open. And it was
a whole chicken.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, man. That's
very
crazy.
Sad.
Dang.
Yeah.
Talk about some experiences.
I love this morbid talk. I can talk about
it. I know. Likewise. It's cool. It's all good. It's all love, man. So 2023, we're about halfway through. Mm-hmm. What's it looking like for you?
I was trying to, like, give my birthday is at the end of this year, so for the last, like, few months, I've been trying to, like, give myself, like, a timeline of, like, okay, by your birthday, things are gonna be bam, 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 bam. Mm-hmm. But I know that's not healthy, so I'm trying to just, like, go with the flow. But for myself, I'm stoked that I got this new job. I just mm-hmm. see a lot of, like, good things happening. Like I said, I'm going through a lot of life changes. So
it's
I'm
good
just,
to have goals, though.
I mean. Oh, absolutely. And like I said, a goal in the future, whether it's 6 months from now or a year from now, I definitely want to move out of Corpus mm-hmm. for a little bit just to venture off, learn from different people mm-hmm. and experience a new life. I have to learn how to live this year.
Yeah. You feel like you haven't before?
I would say the last, not necessarily that I haven't lived before, but I haven't done what I've been wanting to do for
which
a handful
is...
of years. Move away,
okay,
start
gotcha,
a different
gotcha,
life.
Gotcha. I just want to clarify.
No. Yeah. And a lot of that had to do with my dad and him being sick. He had been sick for about 20 years. So it was just, I was very anxious about moving away from Corpus. Yeah. And then when my family opened the theater, I was like, no, now I have like a life here. Like yeah. I want to inherit this. I want to stay here. But life happens,
yeah.
You know?
Quick question.
What's up?
So it's based on, I don't know, maybe your last name, but like, are you Hispanic? Latina?
I am Hispanic.
Okay, just based on the, no, yeah. I was like, oh yeah, she's definitely, I'm talking
oh
to
God,
Latina right
so
now.
So funny, yeah.
I pictured the finger waving and I was like, man.
I'm very dramatic.
I bet. I would, if I lived with you or was with you, it'd definitely be a situation where I'm like, I don't know if she's playing. Like, I don't, is this, are we role playing right now? I don't fuck, shit. Fuck, dude, what do I do in this situation?
I gotta keep you on
like,
your toes.
Getting a character, right? Fuck your vibes. Own it right now.
What I can turn it on and off pretty
I bet.
Easily.
That's the scary thing. Fuck. I'm like, bro, I don't know if she's acting right now. She's fucking good. And like, fuck.
No, but yeah, I am Hispanic. That's so funny that you say that. I was talking about my ancestry test today with somebody.
Really?
And I found out that I'm more Spanish than I am Mexican. And I thought I was Mexican my whole life, which I am.
True.
But I'm 50% Spanish and only 30% Mexican.
See, I'm like 50% Hispanic, like 30-some% Native American, and I also have a little bit of French in me as well.
Okay.
Which I was like, ooh. I was like, I do be liking croissants, you know?
And then
Yes, don't get me started.
I cannot do
it. I don't even know what accent
yours
I was doing.
Better than mine.
Get me in theater, man. I'm telling you.
Hell yeah. Have you ever been to the theater or have
I've
you ever
been,
seen?
But, and I've seen some plays and stuff like that and some shows, but I've never, as an adult, so I guess a full-grown adult, I've never been on a show. I used to perform at the Del Mar Theater there because I used to be a choreographer and I used to dance and I used to be on stage that way. But I've never like put on a show, like acting wise.
Ah, well, you'll have to come and see the shows that we have coming up this year. Every Halloween or like every fall, we do the Rocky Horror Show. So that is like something we've been doing for the last 13 years.
But hold some tickets for me at the box office.
I will for sure. Yeah. We'll do a collab with the radio station if you want.
Like, I'm down. Hell yeah. I'm down. We can do follow up on another interview.
It'll change your life, especially that theater. Since you've never been, it's only seats 108 people. It's a little black box theater. So it's very intimate. You get spit on by the actors. You smell the smells.
Yeah, I love spit.
You're right there.
You know
so
what I'm saying? Yeah, it's cooling.
It's a good experience. It's very emotional.
So this may be a touchy, I guess, thing to ask, but do you find yourself like still healing right now?
1,000%.
Okay.
And I've never like dealt with something like this, and it comes in waves, and it also like gets worse with time, you know.
It does.
It feels like as time goes on, it's like becoming normal, and then you think like, oh shit, it's not normal because all of this stuff is happening.
Yeah,
it has happened. So yeah, I'm going through a few other things too right now, and everything is just, it all happened at once. So
yeah,
I was like at the core of the earth, it felt like. And so right now I feel like I'm rising, but I'm definitely still going through that healing process.
That's fine. Take as much time as you need. Yeah. Not to put my family's business out there, but my brother recently went through something similar. Like he lost his father, and then he was also in a relationship that ended like the same week.
Mm-hmm.
And then we also threw one of our biggest events like we've ever done. So it was like, wow, an accomplishment and two losses. And I'm like, back on my feet trying to figure out what's next for me, while getting he also like got a new job, so he was like, dude, I don't, there's a lot processing right now.
And it sucks too when you have like a new life chapter happening, like a new job, and then you can't share it with
your
ones. Like that was something that I went through this past week too. It was really rough. So it's just little things like that, but then it's also just crazy that it's inevitable, and life goes on, unfortunately.
It
but
does.
Also fortunately, because we're here and we're living. But I mean, I feel guilty for laughing and doing things.
Yeah, because you know,
but I know it just takes
everything's
time.
Accepted. You know, I just see it as like, don't forget who you're surrounded by and who your loved ones
for
are.
For sure.
But also, definitely take the time to like also grieve and just heal in your own way, in your own process, and take your own time.
Yeah, and I will say, getting a new job is great because I love a routine. I love having a schedule. So like, keeping myself busy with the new job, with the theater, and then hopefully my business in a few weeks. I'll just keep on keeping on. You know.
Nice. Yeah. I like that. Keep on keeping on.
I got to.
Dope. I like what you're about, and I love everything you do. You're an amazing person. We've been friends for a while, and it's nice to see you grow.
Thank you so much. And I feel like this is a great year of growth for all of us.
I agree. 100%. Well, not Ducky,
flowers.
But you know.
Slam.
Jokes aside.
Again, that was supposed to be between us.
I'm sorry. Fine. Man, I keep breaking character out here. Sorry. God, get it together, bro. We talked about this. All right. Well, before we close this curtain, is there anything last minute things you want to talk about or say?
No, I think we covered it all. Just support your local community theater, support your local art community, support your friends, and be grateful for living another day.
I love it. Beautiful words. Yeah. Nice. Where can people find your work, and where can people find you?
So I don't want to give out my Facebook, but you can follow me on Instagram. My username is VLEXCHVP. Very weird. I know. We're not going to talk about it. I'm not changing it either. And then my pottery business, that Instagram is called Minstone Pottery. Also, you can follow that Facebook page. And then for the Aurora Arts Theater, follow their Instagram as well as their Facebook page and keep up with their website. And then, of course, the Art Center of Corpus Christi. And since, like I said, I am in the new education coordinator, follow Family Art Time and try to, you should come and do a class.
No, what's up?
Hell
what's
up?
Put me on.
We have a bunch of classes already scheduled throughout the year, but hopefully within the next few months, I'm going to start bringing in just some other, like, we know so many talented people in this town.
We do. The list goes on.
Yeah, so I want to bring in some friends that have never taught classes before that do specific mediums, like maybe even Artsy Wire would be cool, you know? So just like to come and do a workshop. So yeah, follow the Art Center of Corpus Christi and look at their website as well as their Instagram and Facebook page.
Dang, y'all tap in. Give her a follow. Corpus Christi, our special guest, Alex Chapa, aka Chip. Thank you for coming on to the show.
Yes, thank you guys so much for having me. I had so much fun.
Nah, hell yeah, it's been a ball. Y'all check her out. Y'all tap in. Of all things radio, bring your flowers. Alex Chapa deserves all the flowers, y'all. Y'all make sure y'all give it to her. Follow all the social media accounts and tap in. We got more episodes coming soon, coming up next. Y'all stay streaming. Follow us on all social media platforms, and we'll be back with another one, y'all. We're out.
Yeah,
jeez.
Thank you.